Hello and welcome to episode 23 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bond. With me
as always, it's your boy Mike, son.
Ooh. Hey, but let me ask you something. You ever seen a tank top this clean? I don't think you have. It's a clean ass tank top.
So much Hodge twins.
Shout out to the Hodge twins. If we're lucky, one day we'll get them on the podcast. It would have to be a video podcast, though. There's no way we could not have them
like, replicate their intro.
Mike, get the fuck up off me.
Fuck up off me.
Do y'all out of focus? Come back. Anyways, it is Sunday, May 24th. It's episode 23. I already said that. And we are waiting on a guest. So we may patch in. There may be some editing in this episode. Normally, we just kind of record them straight through. But we figure for the time being, we're going to talk about what we've been playing games. We'll start it off that way. House of Wolves, I picked it up reluctantly. I didn't want to get it because I just didn't want to buy it.
Right.
But it's not
bad. It's not a waste.
It's not.
This time it's not a waste. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's like, oh, there's no raid, but it actually, like.
The Prison of Elders is so good.
Prison of Elders is not bad. It's not bad.
It'd be intense.
And one, it's faster than a raid, I think, is the other thing, the other reason why I like it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like you can do, like, multiple Prison of Elder runs, and it's not like your whole day is wasted, or, you know, you have to dedicate, like, 6 hours to doing it.
Right, exactly.
So I like that. And you get decent gear. I guess the first run, you're always guaranteed an exotic, but after that, it's, you know, it's a crapshoot.
Right, yeah. Got the last word my first run.
I got the truth.
The truth.
And then I used my treasure keys and got nothing good. So, well, I mean, I got legendaries, but like, eh.
Is that the treasure key stuff? Is that in the same room or?
Yep, it's so that you know when you go in and there's the two chests on the side.
Yeah.
That thing right in front of you is that's the chest you use the treasure keys for.
Okay, gotcha. Because they gave me a free treasure key. Okay, I see.
Yeah, so
that's where I got my last word from.
Yeah, so when you go in, you get those two chests on the side, and then the chest in front of you that doesn't really look like a chest, but it is. That's
a giant table.
Yeah, that's what the treasure keys are for. And you can only carry 5 at a time, but the thing that sucks is it's not like the golden chest in Borderlands where you can just like keep opening it. You can only open it once each time.
Gotcha.
So you got to run the prison again if you want to do it. But it only takes like maybe 20, 25 minutes to like run through Prison of Elders.
Oh yeah,
and like
yeah.
If you got a good crew, you can go faster.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah. Like the crew I had, which are two random people, it didn't take us that long. I'd say, like you said, at least a good 20 minutes.
Yeah,
and we were straight to the treasure room.
Yeah, like the last group I ran it with, it was two randoms. We got hung up on the final boss. Because, like, I was using my rocket launcher, and I was doing good damage, but, like, I couldn't synth because I didn't have time. You know, because I fired, like, my whatever I had, then I synthed, then fired those rockets, and then, like, that was it. I was out. So I was like, well, now we got to wait, like, 5 minutes. And they didn't use rockets at all. I was kind of getting annoyed because I feel like if you focus all your fire on that final boss, you can wipe it out way faster than if you actually spend time like picking off the ads and you just go for the boss you know, and then like take care of what's coming near you or what's like picking you off. But like if you can just like concentrate as much fire as possible. We had the Vex boss. They're all pretty cool bosses.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Yeah, we had the Vex one.
Yeah. They're all like pretty cool bosses. So at least that's nice. It's like it's not totally repetitive.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But I have not done Trials of Osiris yet, and I'm kind of bummed that you have to have three people. Like, you have to have a group going in. It's not like it
Right,
automatically
yeah, it's
finds
not a
you.
matchmaking type thing.
Yeah. Like, it's straight
Cool.
up, it's designed to be like a tournament style.
Wouldn't that be good though? Because like you want your two best people with you. You wouldn't want two
Yeah.
randoms.
But, like, I
It's
never
not like they're
have.
gonna put you like the best randoms.
I know. I mean, well, hopefully, like, me, you, and Sam can fucking do
That's
it.
what Sam was saying. Yeah, he
Yeah.
wants us all to jump on and do that and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. 'Cause like otherwise I don't have a fucking I don't have a
So,
crew. I don't have a group.
yeah, exactly.
It's like Sarah's in so I don't even know Sarah doesn't have her PS4 with her 'cause she's doing archaeology stuff, so she can't play anyways. Although the fun part is I wonder if she couldn't play if we had PS3. You know, 'cause everything transfers between consoles. So it's like I'm almost like shit if I got like the PS3 version. Does my DLC transfer though, or does it just the game? Because in theory, it's all unlocked on my account. So if I switch to a different console, in theory, wouldn't I have all the? I should ask Jimmy that. He would
I
know.
feel like they said the expansion pass carries over. I don't know about separately.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe ask Jimmy about
Jimmy,
that, he
because
says.
he goes between the two.
And I don't
It's
remember him saying that he had to buy it twice.
twice,
So,
exactly.
I mean, just the game, but I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember if he's anything about the DLC.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to find
We'll
out.
research it. We'll
Yeah.
research it.
'Cause that would be an option at least.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because she
But
has a PS3 with her, she said, right?
yeah, she took the PS3.
Okay, gotcha. Nice. What if she's playing Tomb Raider again?
I think she took a bunch of RPG games.
Solid. So I'd imagine she's gonna
Like
run through,
rebeat Ni No Kuni again.
right, and Tales of Zillia, stuff like that.
Probably. I still have to finish that.
Yeah, might do like a. We'll just fucking do our own little backlog thing where we'll pick a day each, and then one will play their game, and then, the other will play theirs or something.
Yeah, I just have no fucking desire
That's true. Plus, I
to
just realized I don't have a way to stream PS3
PS3.
anyways.
Yeah, you need a cap.
I need to work on that.
Well, you know what though? Hey, fuck it. You buy one that'll stream retro shit, and I'll send you my Elgato. Because it'll work for PS3 and PS4 just fine. It just does not work for anything else.
Gotcha.
I need something else. Like, mine is clearly just defective or broken, and like, everyone's like, oh, did you contact Elgato support? Yes, multiple times. They were
Right,
not,
yeah,
like, I'm
exactly.
not saying they weren't helpful, but like, they kept, you know. After multiple attempts of troubleshooting a device, you have to just say it's defective and you got to do something about it. You got to tell me, like, send it in and we'll give you another one, send it in and we'll try and fix it. Like, you got to go further than just being like, oh, well, you know, we've tried a bunch of stuff. 'Cause like it like the problem is like, and this is a thing that, like, it's not necessarily them Elgato directly, but many places, like, it works but it doesn't. Like, it works with Xbox, it works with PS4, it works with PS3. HDMI only. It does not work with anything if you try to use it on the component thing, which is that's how you use the retro stuff. So
So, wait, is there
like
no like second, third party, whatever first, well, I don't know, whatever kind of party attachments for retro consoles to use with something like that?
There's like weird converter things, but I just,
Yeah, so just
yeah.
dumb, no bother,
Yeah.
yeah.
But like it's gotten to the point where I'm looking into just buying a Retron because that would have almost all the consoles, but not all of them. Like, it would give me Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega, Game Boy Advance, but it wouldn't give me, you know, N64, which would be a big one. I'd like to do N64. But if I had Super Nintendo, I could do a lot of games. Plus, you get Super Game Boy, which would be Game Boy games on top of that. On top of the fact that you'd have Game Boy Advance anyways, and then regular NES, which would probably be the two biggest ones I'd do. I'd probably do NES and Super Nintendo, but I fucking love Nintendo 64 too, and I want to play those games, but I can't. I mean, I can, I just can't stream them. So I'm looking into other options of capture cards. So if you're a capture card company, or you have some affiliation with a capture card company that works with component connections, feel
Talk with
free to reach
us.
out to me, Andrew at thedgcast.com. Like, I need an option that works. And unfortunately, It's the Elgato's not cutting it. It worked for like the first 6 months I had it, and then stopped. And then it only works with HDMI. So like I, you know, again, even if they had said, "Hey, we'll send you a different connector cable," and like try and maybe your cable is defective, maybe like a pick. I mean, from all appearances, it looks fine. Like nothing's kinked. The you know pin connector things all look fine. Which and here's and this is the other thing. So like we'll I'll explain how like how fucked this situation is. So I have a MacBook. It's got Mac and Windows on it. So obviously for XSplit, Windows. When you plug the Elgato into XSplit and you have everything connected and you fire up whatever your game is, so in this instance, Super Nintendo, it'll come up on the TV, the game, but it will not come up in XSplit. But if you hit the Elgato device in your your XSplit like device listing, you know, where you list your artifacts and all your assets for like however your stream layout is, so like your face cam, your logo, whatever, it will show that the Elgato has input and output in whatever resolution at whatever frames per second. But nothing actually displays in XSplit. It just gives you the XSplit like please wait or now loading or you know one moment thing. But like the cam, like my face cam's working, my overlays are loaded, the Elgato just won't display anything on the laptop. If you close XSplit or you un obviously if you unplug the Elgato from the computer, you lose your output to the TV because that's it's feeding through the Elgato and the Elgato is powered by USB. So if you plug it back in, sometimes I'll get the input on the laptop, but not the TV, which is fucking useless because it's delayed on the laptop. But like that's very rare. I can never, for whatever reason, get it to actually show up on the computer. 9 times out of 10, it'll pass through to the TV just fine, which is useless because if I stream, it's not like it's my laptop isn't telling me what it is and it's there. It's just not there. But it sees that it's got input and output.
Right, yeah. Let you know,
So,
like, hey, it's here, but it's not,
yeah.
which is kind of annoying.
Yeah, and you know, Elgato support, like I said, they gave me multiple versions of like the outdated drivers and all that stuff, like hoping that maybe like something reverting back to when
No
it did
dice.
work that it would work, and it never did. But then it wasn't like, oh, sorry, like clearly it must be defective. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, whatever.
Sorry.
Yeah, we
You sold
tried.
me. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, yeah, so I just, you know, and this is, I've had the device for a long, I've had it for over a year. I've had it probably for 3 years now. And like, it just, like I said, it worked for a little bit with Retro. And then, you know, I did more PS3, PS4 at the time. So it wasn't like I was worried. But then, like, every time I would go to try and do Retro stuff, it just wouldn't work. So it's, and it's, and again, it's, you know, it didn't work in XSplit. It doesn't even work in the Elgato software. On Mac or PC, so it's like I've troubleshooted as much as I can. I only have one computer, and it has Mac and Windows on it, and I have two different types of software that I've tried it with, one being Elgato's proprietary software. Not much more I can do. Like, I tried OBS, but I just couldn't fucking figure out OBS. So that's, I don't think OBS would have made the difference. I just, it would have been another PC software to try, but you know, it's like if it doesn't work in Elgato software, like you gotta kind of wonder what the deal is. So I just assume that there's got to be something wrong with the actual hardware, and that's the way it goes. So I just want to try. I want another device just to try and see
Try, yeah.
if something else works. I don't care what it is, who makes it, but it has to be external because I have a laptop. It's not like I can put a card in it, like you know, like a Blackmagic or something like that.
True, true.
So that's that whole situation with streaming retro stuff. But back to House of Wolves. I don't even know how we ended up on that tangent.
I don't either. It's just what we do. That's our show.
Yeah. So, but House of Wolves, I am impressed.
Yeah,
I
I
think
think
it's,
the story's a lot better.
yeah, the missions have more depth to it. You
And
know,
they
it's
seem
like
longer too.
they do seem longer.
Seems like just a little bit longer. Because I think it's probably because you can just go straight to hard. That's probably why. It's not like a,
What do you
you
mean?
know, you're lower leveled, so you can't do hard, but it just, since you're already higher leveled, you could just start it on the hardest mode and, you know, make it last a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. The one thing though that I think is kind of weird is right, like the game totally gives you gear, and because of the new upgrade system, like any gear you get basically is like already kind of maxed out. It's not
I think
like
it's.
you can't go buy gear. So at the end of the day, you still have
Oh,
to
no.
get like, which is nice. You still have to get gear. You just
Right.
can't expect to like go to tower and just like be like boom. Like you can go to tower and be like boom, I'm 32, but it'll be pre House of Wolves gear, which is, you know, so
Right. I mean,
you won't hit 34.
it brings back some of the returning players, but it also helps keep the casual, the more casual players, the players that didn't want to really have to grind, or I guess the people that didn't want to really do the raids, you know, because they thought it was either too difficult or they didn't find
Have a
anyone to
group,
help them, or yeah.
didn't want to do
So this,
LFG.
yeah, this is their way of just boom, cool. I'm caught up with everybody now.
Right. That part at least is nice. You know, it makes it more accessible for other players. So, you know, you do what you can and then you move along. So, I mean, and for $20, it is a lot of content. And I get that people are like, oh, there's no raid. But at the end of the day, like, you only get anything from the raid once a week, anyways, or twice a
Right,
week if you
yeah.
do on both difficulties. But, like, I don't see the raids as being that big a deal breaker. Like,
Nah.
I'm actually happier with Prison of Elders because, like, it seems like you're still guaranteed to get something no matter what. You know,
Right,
like
and
the difference.
you don't have to get an actual six person group.
Right.
There's no frustration with that. It's just
It'll find
you
you.
two,
It'll
come join
find,
me.
yeah, it'll find people for you for Prison of Elders. But the other thing too is like, you know, in the raids you didn't gain experience. In Prison of Elders you gain experience and you can use
True.
consumables for other stuff too. So I assume that if I was to use a consumable for like ether seeds or something that I would earn money. I just know that you don't earn money when you're doing it, but I think in theory you might. 'Cause if I can use, I don't know. You earn experience. Like, yeah, I leveled up weapons during it, so I would assume that
Nice. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
would be able to earn money too. But I'm not. I have to test that. I don't know.
I didn't pay attention. It was too crazy.
Yeah, I also like that you get like 12, whatever, you know, Vanguard counterpart
Oh,
rank.
yeah, the thing.
Every like
Yeah.
round you complete, you get like 12. So
Yeah.
it's kind of nice.
It's
So
not like you're not doing it for
you
no
get
reason.
60 every time you complete a round, like every time you complete the Prison of Elders. So
Oh, yeah, so it all adds up every
yeah,
time you
and
do
then
it.
every time you do that and complete the things, you'll be able to buy stuff from Varkas, Vrakas, whatever his name is, the fallen dude in the
Yeah,
reef.
that mofo.
Yeah, that
That's the
motherfucker.
motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. The
It's
thing I don't like is what Jimmy was saying. With that, the fallen motherfucker, the whole like the armored core currency, that
Oh,
was kind of stupid.
you mean how they introduced another like six fucking currencies into the
Currencies?
game? Token
Yeah.
of
That was kind of.
flight, token of whatever, armored core, and then
Something else.
something else too, yeah.
That was kind of dumb, but other than that,
Like,
everything is cool.
well, and the thing that I think is annoying about it is it'll end up being just like Eris Morn, right? Like, Eris Morn, you leveled up to 4, and that was it. It was nothing. That was it. There was nothing else you needed from her once you hit level 4. There was no. You had no fucking reason to go back to her at all, because the only things you needed were like radiant energy or radiant
Shards or whatever.
shards. And once you leveled her up, that was it. It wasn't like you didn't need to do Eris Morn bounties because it didn't fucking matter. You needed to unlock that one thing, and then you could, you know, exchange your materials if you were doing the raid. But I haven't done the Crota raid in forever because I don't fucking need anything from I don't need anything from it. So Eris Morn is literally useless to me. Vrakas, dude, I see being the exact same way.
Right.
I'll potentially I'll eventually level it up just because I'll be doing Prison of Elders a lot, but then it won't matter because I'm probably not going to be buying anything from him anyways.
Nah, not at all.
Because, like, I don't give a shit.
Nope. I don't care about, like, a weird box ship thing.
Yeah, whatever. That's the thing. It's like, ooh, I can get another fucking ship. Cool.
Yeah.
The thing that's literally fucking just an aesthetic useless thing in the game, yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Everything but that stupid currency bullshit is A-okay in my book.
Yeah.
I have faith in Bungie again.
I don't have any fucking space left. I had to make a character.
Another character just to hold shit. Space.
Like, my vault was basically full. I had like two. I mean, granted, my one section of my vault is entirely full of like heavy ammo synthesis. No, it's full of heavy ammo synthesis. Because every time Zor had them for sale, I just bought a shitload of them.
Bought a shit ton, yeah, because they were like, what, a coin?
Yeah,
each?
It was like one coin. So I think
for
I have
like five or something like that.
Yeah, I think I probably have like 200 or 300 total syntheses. Jeez. But I use them a lot. I always use heavy ammo, so.
All right. It's not like you're just bottom just to
just
whatever.
Sit on them, yeah. Like, because they'll be worth money. Like, maybe one day it'll become currency and I can fucking sell them back.
Right? Aha, Mike, fuck you.
Yeah.
I bought shit.
Well,
all those
goddamn Vanguard commissions that like, they were like, oh, these were kind of fucking stupid, so we'll just let them turn into experience for you. Cool.
Which is nice.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice touch rather than just being like, well, these are fucking useless. Sorry.
Right, yeah.
Instead,
exactly.
They were like, well, we'll make it, you know, just, you just use it in your inventory and it'll just give you experience, which is nice.
I just realized I should have thrown them on like my Hunter Titan to buy armor. I'm an idiot.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
No,
anyways.
Well, I don't think you need them anymore to buy shit, so.
Right. No, I mean, I could have leveled up Vanguard and just instantly.
Oh, I get what you mean. Yeah, use them to level up your other characters' ranks and shit. Yeah.
That way you can just go straight to level 32, whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever, yeah, but buying the armor.
Well, that was the whole other thing that was annoying to me is, like, they've made all these changes, but you've added all these currencies and you've added all these stupid fucking things, and it fills up my vault. Like, I have my vault is filled with fucking emblems and heavy ammo syntheses and then a bunch of exotic and legendary weapons, most of which I don't plan on using, but, like, I don't want to just dismantle them because most of them I have, like, maxed out, and it's like, why get rid of them? But at the same time, when I can't fucking store anything else and my hunter is almost entirely always, like, I think I have 7 of each weapon on hand, so I can only carry, like, or pick up an extra 2 engrams or whatever. Like, it's kind of annoying to just be like, well, I can't carry any more guns because I'm out of space. So I had to make another character and go through the BS to get to tower, which is was like 20, 30 minutes to get to tower, just so that I could go into the app on my phone I made a Titan. Maybe, who knows? Maybe I will go through and play as the Titan, but, like, I had to just dump all that random stuff. Like, so my Titan has, like, all my emblems, a couple heavy ammo syntheses, and, like, a couple guns that he can't even use because, like, it's just they're all max levels.
Yeah.
So, and then it's just like, you know, I would love to dismantle all my useless exotic gear, like, for other characters. Just for the exotic shards, but because you introduce, like, 7 new fucking currencies, my inventory on my character is full of that, too.
Yeah.
It's like Vanguard commendations, which thankfully are gone. Crucible commendations, also gone. Then you've got, you know, Ascendant shards, Ascendant energy, Radiant shards, Radiant energy. Armored cores, token of flight, token of whatever bullshit.
Yeah. It's useless.
Like, god damn it. Like, or why can't it just be that I fucking have them and they're stored with those people like a fucking bank?
Right. No, yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
It's just like, it's one of those things, like, why does it have to be an inventory item, I guess, is my entire problem.
No, I get that. Yeah, why can't it be something that they, if you don't have the room, then they'll be like, hey, come back later. We'll give it back to you later. Some shit.
Like, but, like, my thing is, why can't it just be in, like, they, it's just a.
Oh, just like a little.
Just like an item. Just
right.
Like a
like
a non-inventory item. Like.
Oh, but you can just pick up whenever.
Sure. Like, when you, like, for example, when you played, Link to the Past, right? You had your inventory of fucking items that you used, and then your other, like, sidebar inventory was shit that you just had, like the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
You know, you had the Pegasus boots. It wasn't an inventory item. It was just a thing you had, and, you know, you held circle or B or whatever it was to dash. Like, it didn't... It wasn't like you had to have it as a fucking usable space inventory item.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'd be nice.
That shit is getting... Because, like, it's just a currency I use to buy shit. Like, why do I have to have the keys in my fucking usable inventory?
Right,
as opposed to, like, heavy ammo like syntheses just is, currency. Like, you know... That's another thing that annoys me, too. Like, you could make inventory management so much easier if like, it wasn't 20 per ammo syntheses and it was just, like, 100. Like, spin metal is 200 per block. Why the fuck can't the ammo syntheses be?
Right. How much is it per fucking in your inventory? How much does it hold each time?
For what?
The ammo synthesis.
20 piece.
That's stupid, yeah.
So I have... So basically, when you look at my vault, it's like...
20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, jeez.
Because I just... And when you buy them from Zor, they're 5 a piece, so you buy 4, and then you have a block of 20. And so it's just annoying, because it's like, why can't I just have them stack? Like, why don't they just stack in one block? Simply because it doesn't eat up all this inventory. Like,
right, that, or have it be some kind of like reserve magazine type thing on your HUD with your gun. Like, this is what you have, and this is the extra shit that you have.
Because, like, if I like, it doesn't change anything other than like I could carry more. Like, right, I still have to buy them either with Glimmer or materials from Eris Morn, because I think she sells them, or from Zor when he happens to sell them for strange coins. Like, it still requires me to buy them. If I just want to carry a bazillion, like, what difference does it make?
Right.
Like, it's not like, it's not, I don't think there's ever, I don't think there'll ever be a part in the game where I'll need to use so many of them that, like, it'll break the game if I have, like, 200 heavy ammo syntheses on my character.
Right.
I'm not going to be like, it's, there's no way I could be in the Prison of Elders that long that I would use them all anyways. So what difference does it make if I have them?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why do you got to limit me to 20 is what I'm getting at. Why you got to be a bitch, Bungie?
Just let me use my shit, motherfucker. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So. So enough about Destiny. Fuck that game.
More tangents.
Well, no. So I've also been playing Guns Up, which is in beta currently. And shout out to Red Shoe Paul for giving me the hookup on that one. Guns Up is like a side-scrolling strategy game in the sense that, like, it's military-esque, so that's why it's called Guns Up. And it feels more World War II-y, only because, like, you have the different types of infantry you can call out, like, think Command and Conquer, but instead of like where Command and Conquer was like a more like isometric 3D map, and you kind of like moved all over, and like you had your, like, you in Guns Up you still have your base where you have like your defenses and stuff, but it's not real time in the sense that if I was playing against you, we'd be attacking each other's bases. I'm playing against whatever your base is set as in your game. So, like, you go to war, quote, you know, quote, I'm air quoting on war. Like, you go to war, which is just playing against other people online. But you're not actually playing against them.
Against them, gotcha.
You're playing against whatever they've upgraded their base to be.
Right.
So, the computer is controlling how their base is, like, dispatching troops to fight you, and you just drive, you know, it shows you driving up in a truck, basically, and then, like, you know, you have X amount of currency, which is just munitions, and then you can only have, like, 15 people on the field at once, so, like, you call out, like, your first level of infantry, and they have, like, rifles. And you call out your second level of infantry, and they have, like, machine guns. But then you can call out, like, a grenadier or a bazooka man or, you know, whatever, paratroopers. And you call in all this stuff, and you call in, like, airdrops. And basically the whole thing is like to fight against the other person's base without losing all your lives and munitions. So ideally you can keep spawning in enemies up until you run out of munitions to spawn them, and then you lose because you've been wiped out.
So it sounds essentially like one of those what's that other game that's on PSN? It sounds like that. It's like a
whatever that game is that I don't know what it is. Sounds like that. Yeah, totally. I totally don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, let's go with it.
I'll look it up and then I'll
post. Yeah, like I said, it's like Command and Conquer is probably like the like, but it's way more I would say accessible
than
Command and Conquer. Like there's not as many in-depth things or
so
like,
it's a bit easier
Well, and it does, like I said, it's side scrolling, so it's not like you have to span this wide map and like really think about the way you're planning your defenses and your offenses. It's more just like, you know, you're traveling along a road to a base and they've put up defenses along the way and you just have to kind of plow through them and then destroy the base. Mm-hmm. But without running out of your own resources as well. So it's not bad. Like I was playing for like probably an hour, 2 hours last night. And it's not bad. I kind of was hoping that maybe in the future there will be, cuz like I said it's in beta, that there would be a more real time where I'm actually like fighting against players, because like you can call in bombing runs, right? And like, and I'm always thinking like, oh man, I hope they don't call in a bombing run on me like at the last second when I'm like about to take out their base. But like that never seems to happen because the game's AI just isn't doing that, I guess. So I'm kind of just like wondering if you were playing against somebody else, in theory that might be something they do. You know, they might just like drop in on you and be like, well, you're screwed,
you're effed. Yeah. See, I'd wonder if they also have some kind of like allied wars type thing. Like if you didn't want to attack your friend's base, you'd be like, well, how about you help me take out this guy's base and I'll help you take out, you know, your enemy's base later or something like that. Some kind of allied quote unquote wars type thing. That'd be kind of sweet.
It's possible that that's going to happen, but who knows? Like I said, I don't know. I haven't spent a whole lot of time going through the forums to kind of see what's about. And honestly, I don't know how much is, you know, like they're not going to tell you what's coming for release. Like there's a bunch of stuff that I've seen in the game that just says coming soon. And it like, it's, I've unlocked whatever it is, but I can't access it. Cause it just is like, it's just highlighted as coming soon. So right. Like they've clearly got content in the game that's like, it's there as like placeholder, but like I probably won't get to see what it is in beta. Which at least leaves you to know that there's some other stuff coming through.
Right, yeah, they got plenty of content for people to play around with.
Yeah, and it's nice. I mean, the thing that's kind of a bummer for me is, like, I kind of want to be able to watch someone else try and attack. Because, like I said, it doesn't seem like it's real-time you playing against somebody else. Right. So, like, is there a way that I can just kind of spectate people trying to take out my base and watch? Because like it seems like it's AI controlled anyways from that point. So in theory, why can't I just spectate somebody else trying to take out my base? Or right. Is that just not how it works? And because it's like it shows you your wins and losses, but like I've never lost, so I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe that isn't set up, or
maybe
like
yeah,
it's, you know. But I don't know.
But like can you actually attack someone another player's base or yet, or is it just
into play, it says like PSN names of other people and it shows like,
okay,
you know, how much you have to, you know, buy in to play them, and your rewards are greater the more difficult the person. But I've yet to see any interaction within the game that makes me think that the other person on the other end of the thing isn't just a computer, you know. Because it seems like it's kind of the same kind of straightforward motions that like the game's going through, so I'm like, it's got to be AI, otherwise
most likely,
you know, it's not like there's no way people would be playing the exact same way.
True
So yeah, I mean, but otherwise it's kind of fun. I like playing
sounds
it.
Cool. Yeah,
it's not bad.
look at the website right now, checking it out.
Yeah, I don't know how you register for the beta, to be honest with you.
You just put in your PSN and
okay.
it gives you a number. It's like, this is when we'll let you know.
Well, there you
It's
go.
gonna gives you a little insight on the game, a trailer, some trailers, I think, and then the different unit types. Pretty cool.
Right.
You can sign up for the forums.
Yep.
I'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah, you might
So
as well. That's the thing too. Like, I'm in the Smite beta for Xbox One. I haven't checked that out yet.
essentially like a shooter version of League of Legends, basically.
What do you mean?
Well, because I watched a buddy of mine play it on PC, and it's
Whoops.
you can essentially just you don't have to do the lane type things in LOL or whatever, because there's lanes in LOL. You
Right.
can just straight run back and forth and shoot
So it's more
the
free form
opponents.
then, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like actual mythical god based characters, not just made up random characters.
Fair enough.
So like Loki, Thor, all that nonsense, mythical gods, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it. I haven't even, like, again, it's one of those things, like, I never use my Xbox One, so
Xbox,
I'd have to plug it in to
yeah.
fucking try it anyways.
Yeah, I think you might like it.
Yeah, who
I mean,
knows?
it's not a game to play all the time, but every once in a while, it seems like one of those type of games you just kind of throw on and
When
kill
you
some
just
things
want
and
to,
whatever.
yeah, when you want to take a break from, like, Destiny.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, the only other game I've been playing a lot is that Windward game, which is by Tasharin, or Tash, I don't know, I'm gonna fuck up the pronunciation of it, but Tasharin Entertainment, and it's actually a lot of fun because it's got offline, online co-op, and then just like a straight online mode where you're in this
Nice.
giant environment with like hundreds of other players.
So it's
Like,
essentially almost an MMO type experience.
well, kind of, except like it's way less MMO-y feeling. But like, what's cool is like I went into like a beginner lobby that had like 250 people in it. But like, it's not the they like everybody has to agree to make it combat
Oh,
instance. So like
gotcha. It's not
everybody
straight up PvP.
yeah, like
Yeah,
everybody
so
has to
someone.
agree to like change an instance. And if you don't want to, you can
Gotcha.
just bump out of your instance and join one that is combat like activated so that you can like fight against other people with your ship. The only reason I didn't is because I was like a level 7 because I hadn't been
Yeah,
playing that long and everybody
just
else was
started
like
out.
level 60 and I was like pretty sure I'm gonna get straight up wrecked.
Yeah, nope.
But like you can fight against AI pirates that show up and take them out, which is cool. But like everybody else has like these huge I just like choked on air. I don't even know how that's possible. It's like a piece of dust. Everyone has these huge, magnificent like ships, and I've got this like dinky little like sailboat kind of thing. And I'm just
Starter
like,
kit.
yeah, the starter kit. I'm just like, I'm gonna get straight up wrecked if I go into a like
Battle.
combat instance. So I was like, I'll just keep doing quests and leveling stuff up.
Nice.
It's like relaxing though, 'cause you're just kind of, you get this nice music. You're sailing around, you're occasionally stopping to like send a diver down 'cause it kind of like pops up a little alert if there's something like below the water and you can send a guy down to go try and like rustle free whatever it is and it'll pop up like a box or a barrel and you click on it and the barrel, that's like you pulling in the barrel to your ship. It's usually like a little bit of like stuff that you can use to like either upgrade your ship or trade in ports and stuff, and then you can go to each port has different quests you can do, and depending
Nice.
on the type of ship you have, you can have more, you can carry more quests so you can get more XP at once. It's like I always try to do quests that like go to the same place rather than like, because like some of them are like, deliver cargo to this town. Pick up people at this town, ferry people to this town. It's like I always try to find ones that are either close to each other or go to the same place. And then that way, the second you dock your ship, you've immediately completed two quests. Now you can, and then you've got like a skill tree, kind of like Borderlands, where you can upgrade like perks on your ship. So like make your ship faster because you improved your sales, or you know, you can improve your diplomacy so that you get slightly better deals on buying goods from ports, and then you can buy goods from one port and then go to another place and then sell them and like make a profit. Be like a shipman type of guy.
Nice.
It's deeper than I originally thought it would be going into it. Like there's so much you can do. And the fact that it's got the online portion, like there's a lot.
It's not just like a standard, here's my ship, I'm just going to go do this. You can actually have an experience.
Yeah.
Playing with someone else.
And every instance is procedurally generated, so it's not it's going to be kind of the same thing over and over again. Like every instance is kind of different. So it's kind of cool. There's a lot going on. I'm a big fan.
Okay. Beef up the PC and check it out.
You don't even actually really need a ridiculous PC to play it, because I'm playing like it's on PC and Mac, which is huge for me because then that way I don't have to boot into Windows to play it. But if it runs on my MacBook without a dedicated graphics card, like it does, and it looks good. Like the cool thing is even in the graphics menu, it has an option to disable like some of the water effects so that it doesn't like absolutely kill your computer.
Because
like the water looks really good, and it has like a nice reflection with light. And my guess is because the lighting engine portion of it like probably just destroys graphics. You can just disable it, which is kind of nice.
Nice.
So, like, when I streamed it a couple times, I disabled it. But when I play, like, just on my computer alone, or even, like, in the online mode, I leave it activated. And my computer doesn't seem to...
That way it doesn't seem
to... Doesn't seem to hate me.
Nice. Is it a free-to-play? Is it a paid?
It's...
Is it an early access type thing right now?
No, it's $15.
Nice.
Yeah, $14.99, and then you can. There's like a four. There's you know the Steam like 4-pack thing. So like if you buy 4, it's like 4 for the price of 3, and then you know you get a couple friends to go in on it, and then they just you know somebody everybody pays a little less, or like you know you buy it and then give it to your friends and stuff.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. I'm a big fan. It really is. It's like one of those like relax. It's like I look at the single player as like relax mode. Because like I can just kind of jump in my ship, sail around. The AI doesn't bother me unless it's a pirate ship, and if it's a pirate ship, I fuck it up. and then, you know, and then if I want to kind of like challenge myself a little bit, I'll go into
jump online,
the online and just kind of do that. Because like, it's like the same thing when you play online. It's just that the further out you go in instances, the harder it gets. And because you're getting further away from, like, your faction, but also because then you're not necessarily sailing around with, like, allies. So then that's when the combat instances. Yeah, and then that's when you get sunk. So.
Yeah. Is it a whole type, like, if you die, you start all over again?
I haven't died yet. I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I'll lose my ship, so I've, like, avoided. I'll go into a combat instance and then leave. leave shortly thereafter. Because I don't want to get...
wrecked.
I don't want to get wrecked and then have to, like, lose my ship or lose a lot of gold or start over. I don't assume that you do. My guess is it probably just resets you, or, like, maybe you lose your quests or X amount of gold or something.
That's what I was wondering. If it was, like, a whole type of... You have to make a new ship, or is it just, like, a... Here's your last save. Try again.
Yeah, I don't know yet. I'll have to get back to you on that.
All
right. I'm legitimately afraid because I'm like, damn it, my ship isn't that great, but like I don't have to start over. But like you have a crew and you have a captain, so like in your if you look at your inventory, like you can upgrade your captain to be like a better captain,
or
you can upgrade
that,
like your crew to be a better crew. Like, are they better, you know, for sailing or defense or offense, and like captain same way, like is he more diplomatic? So like the higher your diplomatic rating, the better pricing you get when you go to towns, which is kind of nice. Otherwise you get like screwed and stuff costs like 3 times as much as it would with like a different captain. You can like change the sails, but then you can change the color of the sails, you can change the color of the ship, or you can apply like armor to the ship. So there's it's got a lot of customization and
I like
stuff.
that.
So like
I'm
you
a
can
big
go like,
set of
but
specifications.
you can literally just sail around like in instance, and every once in a while like there's just barrels and boxes floating in the water, and you just click on them when you get close enough to them with your ship, or if you like hit them head on, it just auto collects it, and you'll get materials. But like so, like I found a few custom colored sails, so like I have like a bright purple sail on my ship because I just happened to pick it up in the water. Like
Nice.
I hadn't seen it for sale at any of the ports, but it's kind of cool.
Sale.
But like now I'm at the point where I have enough money to like go around and buy stuff. So like I've been buying like I bought like new cannons. I bought
Nice.
like stronger wood for my ship. But like I
Always a plus.
but like my ship is far more agile than it is like offensively capable, so I just try to not get destroyed.
Yeah,
It's really
stay
what it
away
comes
from
down to.
the pirates. That would be a no bueno.
No, definitely no good.
What if anyone
Definitely.
made like a death montage in that?
I don't know. There are a lot of like Let's Play videos, which is kind of rad, that people have put together on YouTube. So if you're listening to this and you are interested in the game, like feel free to check out YouTube. There's a ton of people who've made like Let's Plays about it. 'Cause like I'm like the tip of the iceberg for having really checked out the game. Like there's a lot of stuff you can do. Like I haven't even unlocked like half the shit you can have on your ship, so feel free to check that out. It is on
Yep.
Steam. So, and like I said, it's PC and Mac. I think it's Linux too, but nobody
Right.
uses Linux.
Yeah.
Fuck Linux.
Fuck with you.
Linux plus what? Not even
Fuck
trying. Fucking LAMPS
Linux.
plus. So yeah, I mean ultimately those are probably the three games I've played recently. I kind of like completely stopped playing Battlefield Hardline.
Yeah, see, right when I was thinking about getting that, so now that I know you're not playing it as much, it's like,
Like
okay.
I the problem is I'd play it if I had people to play it with, you know? Like when I used to play Battlefield 4, it was 'cause I usually had a squad. You know? Like I had a couple put
Right.
like at least one or two people that I would play it with so that like I was 'cause I used to stream it all the time too. So like I would be talking with people while I was just kind of dicking
Right.
around.
Sticking
Like
around, yeah.
Hardline, I have a bunch of friends who play it, but like just never at the same time that are like
Yeah.
when I would want to play it. So I'm just like, meh. It's like
Yeah.
I don't plan on selling it, and I would totally play it because it is fun. It's different than Battlefield 4.
Right.
So
Yeah, I stop whatever. I'll still pick it up.
yeah, I mean
So I did want it, so
if it's cheap, I
it's
would pick it
today.
up, but
Is it past the 25th?
today is the 24th.
Okay, so it's still on sale then. I'll think about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I
I'll think about it.
mean, yeah, I'll definitely play. Definitely.
I mean, we don't have to play tonight, but I'm just saying, like, I think about getting, and then
Sure.
when you want to squad up, we'll squad up and then
Does Sam
motherfuckers.
have it?
No.
Well, whatever. We should focus on Prison of Elders because I think that
That too, yeah.
or Trials of Osiris because I think the three of us probably wouldn't win, but
We win
we
some
would win
matches,
some.
but
We do all
I think
right. You
we
know,
can
I'll
pull it
probably
off.
blame it all on Sam if we lose.
No, it'd probably be my fault. It'd probably be
Damn
my
it,
fault.
Sam. Not even he. We're not even playing, and it's your fucking fault. So, I don't know. What have you been playing? You've been playing a lot of The Witcher every
Besides,
time I
yeah,
see.
besides Destiny, I've been playing Witcher, yeah.
Is it everything you hoped it would be?
See, I didn't get into the first one. I played the second one, got to a boss fight type thing, and just gave up because it was extremely hard. And then, you find out about three. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll try to get back into two. Still couldn't get into it. Three comes out, not thinking about getting it right away. And then I see, everything that's been upgraded and all that. I'm like, okay, I'll try it.
I'll give Homek another shot.
Yeah, it's like, I'll give it another shot. I feel like there's almost too much to do. Like, they'll give you a quest, and then they're like, okay, go here, go there, go here, go there. But it's one of those things where you'll end up finding something else to do mid-quest. Is what I like. Like, you'll get distracted mid-quest because there's just like random little events, like, oh, someone's getting attacked by that, or
Like a public
you know.
event in Destiny, kind of,
Yeah,
or?
basically, yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, exactly. So I'll be running on my horse, and some guy's screaming. So I'll like, okay, that I'll wait for that quest. I'll do that quest here in a second and go help him. But then it'll start another quest with
And
that
then you
guy.
end up on a tangent, and
Yeah,
then.
exactly. And then there's a crafting system that you can get into, and there's a like a little card game called Gwent that's like essentially like Magic kind of, but inside the Witcher world that was kind of interesting.
Magic the Gathering, you mean?
Kind of, yeah, it's
Okay.
kind of like that. But you can like challenge specific characters and some of the shop owners and stuff like that to that game.
Okay.
And that is actually kind of fun to get into.
What do you get if you win?
I
If you
haven't won
get.
yet, so I
Oh,
don't.
okay. All right.
Yeah,
All
so
right.
I've nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing, yeah. I think insults when you lose. So they kind of tell you that your shit is weak. And
Shit's
then
weak.
to sod off, as the Brits would say. But yeah, I like
Fucking Brits.
it. Combat is solid. Graphics are solid. Story is solid. Everything about it is solid. I don't want to say it's a 10 out of 10 because I don't want to.
Count your chickens before they're hatched.
Exactly, yeah. But
Like it could suck later on, but for right
right, no,
now.
yeah, exactly, yeah. But for now,
For
get
now,
it.
it's all right. It's all
I'd
right.
say,
It's
yeah,
all
I'd
right.
say
It's all right.
it's
It's
cool.
just all right.
It's cool.
It's cool. You mean like. No,
Right
that's.
now, it's that friend that you like having around, but later he might get annoying.
He
You're like, I'm
might
gonna
want to
fuck
borrow
off.
money, and then
Yeah,
you're
you're like,
like,
I'm
what the
gonna fuck.
fuck, man? Hey,
Yeah, I'm
man, I'll
gonna
get
fuck
you
off.
back. But later never comes.
Yeah, pretty
Brian.
much. Oh shit.
You
Fluffy
never.
real talk.
Did you not see that Family Guy?
Huh?
Oh, it's a Family Guy when Quagmire goes off on Brian. He's like, you always say, hey, man, I'll get you later. But later never comes, Brian.
Oh, yeah, okay,
It's
never
like. I serve soup at the, you know,
Oh, yeah, didn't he
whatever.
teach
He's
him?
like every Sunday night, but I never see you there, Brian. And stop acting like you're Jesus fucking Christ because you drive a Prius. Blah 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 blah.
He
And then
goes
he,
off on a tangent with
yeah, and then he
Brian.
ends it with like, thanks for the fucking steak. Like it's a fantastic little rant. It's on YouTube. Everybody
That's
know,
interesting,
everybody
yeah.
knows.
So that's Witcher.
Yeah.
Lots to do.
But that's the thing. I think like right now everybody's either like you're either doing like House of Wolves
Or.
if you're like a first person shooter because fucking Master Chief Collection still broke as fuck. Or it's like The Witcher 3. Like I don't see
Or Mortal Kombat.
is that but is that like is that I mean that I guess that's like the fighting community's thing. And then like for racing there's nothing.
Drive Club,
Pretty sure nobody's playing Drive Club.
but
I'm not even trying to be a bitch. I'm just like pretty sure like everybody like I moved on from it. It's like how many times can I go to fucking play with my friends and it just doesn't want to work. It's the
right.
same thing with Master Chief Collection, which was the whole goddamn reason I bought an Xbox. It's like how many times could I try to play with friends and like matchmaking just does not work. Like it is so frustrating.
Right.
So
Yeah.
it's like at one point it's kind of just like, well, whatever.
Well, a
I'll
buddy
just
of
write this
mine,
off.
he was telling me when he first got it, obviously, yeah, there were issues, but he said he was able to play some games, no issue.
I could get into games. I just couldn't part like there was no matchmaking. Like partying up didn't
Oh,
work.
gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I think
So
he said that too.
like when I first played it and I was playing with my brother on the same console with me, we would get put on different teams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like
Weird.
as he'd be like, you know, J-Bond parentheses one on the other fucking team. And there would be and the exact same thing would happen to other players. Like they'd have one person on the other team and the other person on our team. And we're like, okay, so if you have two guests on the fucking server, why are they on opposite teams? Like clearly it's not like the game was in balance and it was just like, well, throw them on the other team to balance the teams. Like we had matched teams. The other thing that
Right.
was weird was you'd be playing like big team battle, which I think is like 12 players max, and we'd have 16 people in the game, which made no sense to me. Like how do you have like more people than the max amount of players this game type can have? Like we would have it would just like have extra people in the game. And it would show their names and stuff, and like we'd all get points at the end of the game, but like it was weird. That was like the first couple weeks of launch. Like, I can't tell you how many games I tweeted about it. If you go back to my tweets, like way back when, there's tweets of me and my brother in a Warthog and he's red and I'm blue. And like, I'm in the gunner seat killing his teammates while he drives me around because they didn't want to shoot at him. Cause they're like, oh, he's in our car. What a big deal. And like, I'm just like wiping out their whole team.
Nice.
But, and the best part was, is the second anyone on their team killed him, they'd betray him. And he would kick them from the game because
nice.
It'd be like, you've been betrayed X amount of times. Like, do you want to kick this person from the game? So it was kind of like a win-win. Like, we didn't care. Like, he didn't care if he won because he was, you know, it was whatever. So like, that was how we had fun with it, basically.
Nice.
So it was like, meh, don't worry about it.
Right.
So that's. Oh, that's it. It's a great. It's been a good weekend. I don't know about you.
It has. Just a little bit rainy, but
low key.
But yeah, it's been good.
Mm. And then, I mean, this would have been only if you follow me on Twitter, at So After I Said. But the other night, last night, went out to eat. Cute waitress, left my number on the receipt, you know, the signed piece. She hasn't called yet, but we'll hold on to it. I'll update you guys in the next episode if she hasn't called.
Keep it on lock.
But I think we can wrap up episode 23. Do you have any shout outs this week?
Yes, I do. The whole team at Ichigo Comics. I'll get the Facebook set up right now. Give you the link.
Okay. Do they have a Twitter?
Set up. No Twitter.
Okay.
Not at the moment. But the Facebook, yeah. Okay. I've got the link. I'm sending that right now.
Got it.
Make sure that's the right one. Yes, it is. Okay, there we go. Yeah, Ichigo Comics, which is like a collection of like artists, cosplayers, gamers. All trying to, it's like a networking type thing, just trying to get into, I guess, the business per se, or not even so much of the business, but just, you know,
a place for cosplayers to collect,
show their passion.
Collaborate.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, show their passion.
I'm on board with that. I'm not a cosplayer, but I think it's pretty dope. I think it's pretty dope when the cosplay is, and maybe it's because I'm old fashioned, because I just like things to be, I like more authentic things, you know? So, like, I like when people do cosplays that are true to the cosplay. Like, I'm not picking on, like, the sexy cosplay, but, like, I don't like the, like, over-sexualized versions of cosplays. I don't really care if that's what you want to do.
Well, the sad part is, most of those, that's what the cosplay actually is, though. That's
depends.
The thing.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but that's... But
well,
that's,
no, I get what you mean, though.
Yeah,
like, the
I'm saying, like,
stuff,
when it's... Yeah,
like,
well, but they're not... She's obviously sexy. Just the more famous of it. Yeah, you know, then there are other people who do the same thing. They take a cosplay of a thing and make it sexual. Like, obviously, yeah, there are some that are just flat out sexual. But my thing is, I like when the person who's doing the cosplay is true to the original character. So if the character is sexy and you play it sexy, fine. No problems there. But if the character wasn't sexy and you made it sexy, it doesn't work for me, you know?
Right, like if someone took Solid Snake and, like, made it all weird and
Solid Snake. I don't care if you do the gender bend, like if you do like the female Solid Snake, I want it to be true to the thing that it is, because that's the whole reason you're like and it's like the whole difference between when somebody does like the fuck, it's just the weirdest analogy too, because it's when you have copycat killers versus you have because you've got like copycat killers and then people who like are committing crimes like in the vein of such a person.
Oh, right.
And I can't remember what the actual term is, but like I like the cosplays that are true to the original character, deviations from what it was, you know?
Right.
It's not that I don't want a person to put their own spin on it. It just, it's like old cars, you know, like I love old classic cars, but I like the old classic cars the way they were when they were made. I don't
Right,
like when
no
I don't
fancy
like,
rims
yeah, I
or
don't like that shit. I don't like the embellishment. You know, I want it to
Right, I
be,
get you.
I want it to have
Keep it
some
as it is,
authentic, well, just authenticity. It's really what it comes down to.
Right, no, yeah.
So,
Fair
and like,
enough.
I like whatever. If that's what you want to do your thing. Honestly, do your thing. Just do your fucking thing.
Get you.
Don't worry about the hate. 'Cause like, I'm not a hater. I'm not hating on it. I'm just saying I very
Yeah.
much appreciate true cause, like true cosplay. If that's whatever you would call it. Like, that's true to the original character or thing that you're doing.
The
Like,
format that it
otherwise,
is
like, and
not.
if that's not what you want to do, then fine, do it. Honestly, if you're successful or you just enjoy it, like, fucking do it. Like,
Exactly.
don't like,
Yeah.
don't let me stop you. I'm just saying that's not what I like. It's
Right.
not my
No,
thing.
yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Any shout outs for you, by the way?
Well, my usual shout outs to Sarah and Dave at the geek over at the Geek Mates. They are putting a little bit of a pause on podcasts only because the
Life.
well the no not even it's not so much life, but the two of them are both doing some career stuff, and so career stuff is obviously more
Well,
important
yeah.
than podcast fun stuff. So they are going to be putting a little bit of a halt on it. But I'm still going to shout them out. It's the PvP podcast at the PvP podcast on Twitter. Sarah's Twitter is at Sarah Joy. Dave's Twitter is at Ziggy Ziggs. And I wish them the best. Actually, I mean, it's not like I'm not going to be talking to them, but obviously I
Oh
wish
no,
them the
yeah.
best
Right.
because
Exactly.
they're making some cool moves in their personal careers. So that's awesome.
Sorry.
I'm going to shout out. Well, I was going to shout out Tasharin Entertainment, which made Windward, but I don't actually think they have a Twitter. But obviously, that's the creator
Just
of.
like the website.
Yeah, I can just. I'll link the website in the stream. I mean, we could always shout out Bungie for House of Wolves, but whatever.
Whatever. We
And.
should just put that anyways. Shout out to Bungie, but whatever.
Yeah, shout out to Bungie, but whatever. Like, I won't even.
Whatever.
I won't link it. I'll just put the at Bungie.
Whatever, yeah. These guys.
D's
Bungie.
nuts.
Got
D's nuts at Bungie.
him.
But in any case, I think that will
That
do
sets it
it.
off, yeah.
I think that's it. So next episode we will have our guest. Unfortunately, there was some scheduling, so we may
It
just.
happens.
Yeah, it happens. But
Next
yeah.
week we'll have our shit together. Or I will, at least.
Whatever, we I think it's fine. People
Well, I
schedule
mean,
shit
yeah.
happens. It's the
Right,
way it
I
goes.
know. I know.
You know, I wasn't expecting to get home later as late as I did, but
Fair enough, yeah.
it is what it is. So yeah, I guess that'll do it for episode 23.
Yeah.
And I think we'll just catch you on the
Catch you on the flip, son.